segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
This is probably hard for some people to hear. The better team just won.
Hell yeah,
the better team won. The better coach won.
And I mean, right now the Ravens might be the best team in football.
They very well
They're certainly
be.
In the conversation. That doesn't matter. You're still supposed to go in there and show something.
Yeah, I would say, you know, there's no shame in losing to that team, which there isn't shame in losing to that team. There is shame in how you lost.
Yeah.
That's when it becomes from, oh, you know, we lost to a really good football team.
Yeah,
to,
but we put up a good fight like they did against the Saints.
To you didn't even show up.
I don't think Alabama's dead yet. Now, I think what's going to have to happen is Oklahoma's going to have to lose and Georgia would have to lose to LSU. Because if Georgia beats LSU and that's the only loss for LSU, both those teams are in. I think so too.
And they'll make sure that Georgia's 3 and LSU's 4 because right. They don't want to have a rematch in the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Just send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975, at MK Pallet. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch where you can see Eric Mayhem Warner pouring beer.
He's back. I'm back. Yeah. Back from the European travels. I stayed a little bit longer than you guys. I had some more work to do.
Yeah, how did it go? Tell me what was the highlight? What's your favorite place over there?
Oh man. Well, I hadn't been to London and like really done London, and that was pretty cool. But
the beer sucks in London.
Beer is, yeah. I'm not a fan of that flat cask beer stuff.
Man. Yeah, it's 4.4. It's warm.
There's no booze in it. If I'm going to drink beer with low alcohol content, I'm drinking Lambic. I'm drinking the good stuff. I'm not drinking like some warm beer that tastes like the color brown. Which is pretty much what all their beer tastes
we
like.
We actually tried every craft beer that they had in the stadium, and there were two that I couldn't finish, which has never happened. Where I can't finish a beer. And the funny part about the whole trip, though, is we're on the train going there, and I hear this voice say, Fred, I look up. And Eric not only was on the same train, but in the same damn car.
That was a crazy coincidence, man.
But it was fun, man. It was great hanging out with you and your wife, and we all had a good time. And London was pretty badass, not going to lie. We'd love to go back. I don't know if I can stay in a tube for 10 hours again. But
oh, dude, I caught something, and I'm finally just getting over it. And I swear to God, I'm blaming it on that tube. That is just the most germ-infested thing. The worst thing was towards the end of our stay in London, you know, because we would take the bus to the tube stop from where we were staying. And the temperature had gotten colder or whatever, but the bus was, like, all fogged out. And you just know that's like just a germ incubator in there, man.
And you were trying to get me to ride that thing.
I know. You're smart for not
doing
that.
Yeah, I was like,
dude.
No,
you
I'm
came
just
back
gonna,
and fine.
I'm
no,
going to
no
Uber.
Sickness. You're,
I didn't
see,
get
you're
sick.
Gonna, oh, man. It was bad, dude. But I think the beer highlight was I went to a trade show in Germany, and there was actually an American hop booth, and they were doling out Orval like it was candy.
Nice.
Yeah. And then right at the end of the trip in Germany, went to this like rock field. It was in the Forest of Odin, which is where the German, sagas, you know, like the Norse gods, like where their supposedly their originating story was. And there's these giant boulders. And the Romans carved columns out of these things. And this mountain was like, I don't know, probably 500, 1,000 feet up. They had to somehow get these columns down that were the size of, like, you know, trucks. They probably weighed, I don't know, 5,000 pounds. And then they floated them down the river to about 200 miles away to this city in Germany, which is like an old Roman city. But that was one of those days you're just like, man, I'm never going to complain again about my life.
Yeah.
Haven't been the Roman slave that had to, like, schlep that column down the mountain would have sucked.
Ancient astronaut theorists believe that it was actually aliens that moved them down there and not slaves. So, just so you know.
Looking at the size of these things, Fred, I'm not entirely doubting that because it is crazy how they did that, whatever, like 2,000 years ago.
So after you left London, you went straight to Germany, and that's where you were for the rest of the time?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Hung out in Germany. Did some hop appraisals. I got to, you know, just like you guys get the advanced copies of the Carbach beers, I got to get advanced copies of some of the new hops that are coming out from Germany. Not only just kind of rubbing the raw hops, but tasting them, you know, in beers. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, it was good. Got to see some old friends. And
did you bring back some good hops?
I'm going to buy some. Yep. There's a couple new ones that, I like. I brought back some good beers, which I have for you guys. I'll leave you with a little parting gifts. So, I think it was good trip all in all.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Well, tell us about what we've got in front of us.
So
here,
this
sir.
Is an advanced copy of the latest BBH series. So this one, we're doing a coffee. This is a coffee themed variety 4-pack because, you know, you guys recall the first release in the new 12-ounce bottles. We did, you know, the mole. It was kind of a, you know, a little bit more, I guess, for lack of a better term, like Hispanic, Mexican themed, yeah. You know, with the horchata and the mole. This one's coffee. So this first one we're drinking is BBH with an Ethiopian coffee. And this coffee is like very fruit forward, kind of like blueberry, banana. So you should be getting like some of those notes. And this is a partnership we're doing with Cat's Coffee. So all the coffee came from...
Which is just down the street.
Just down the street. Really good friends of ours. You know, we swap kegs for coffee all the time. And, you know, we've been talking about doing a collaboration for a couple of years. And Avi, the owner there, he's a great dude. You know, we one day this summer, like, hey, we got to finally make this happen. So they have an amazing team. It's pretty cool setup they have there. And they put a lot of thought and research into their different coffees. So we're really excited to work with them.
And what's the other one that you brought?
The other one we've got that we'll try next is the Eggnog BBH.
All right.
So a couple of these are kind of holiday themed. I'll bring the other two in a couple weeks, so that way we'll get the full spectrum of what's in this 4-pack. But fun stuff to brew for sure, and perfect little you know, Christmas present for dad or your husband or wife, whatever, if she's into the big black beers.
Oh, so, yeah, she is.
I've talked to my husband about that.
Yeah. And you were happy with the way these turned out?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, for sure. You know, the nice thing is, you know, we finally have like enough inventory of bourbon barrels that we're able to kind of play with the blends a little bit. So these are really what the BBH on its own was really nice. So, and you said you got an advanced copy from DG, right?
I did, of the bourbon bean.
The bourbon bean.
Yeah, yeah.
I had mine this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one was probably...
I begrudgingly handed one of mine over.
Man, what a good dude, huh? Yeah. What a great partner.
Also share. I mean...
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why you got two bottles of Whitmire's from the other day.
That's true.
So we're all, you know, it's a...
Sharing is caring.
It's a quid pro quo thing. No matter what the Senate says.
So does this mean you are you in for a little while now, or when's your next work trip?
Well, we do have Thanksgiving coming up.
Okay.
So yeah, obligatory trip up to Colorado there, see the relatives and restock on you know, some certain products that maybe aren't as available here. That was kind of a highlight.
You mean like Casey Brewing? Is it?
Okay. I was thinking outside of beer, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. but then, yeah, back after that. So, and then, you know, then we'll have the holidays, bowl games going on, football. It's such a magical time of year.
It is a good time of year.
I just love it. Yeah. And you guys are going to Vegas?
We leave on Wednesday. Yeah, so we'll get out there Wednesday. Thursday we're doing the show. This, I guess, is a programming note while we're at it. Thursday our show will be on from 11 to 1. We will be filling the massive, massive size 7 shoes of Charlie Polillo. And we'll be doing that show. And then Charlie will come on from 1 to 4. They'll be out at Twin Peaks on Kirkwood and I-10. And then 4 to 7, Joel Blank and Raheel Ramzanali will be out at Twin Peaks on Kirkwood. So a little bit of an odd schedule on Thursday, but you know we'll make it work.
And it leads into the Texans game, and our buddy Josh Jordan is at the Brewings in, I believe,
Humble,
yeah,
yep,
for the game 7-9. So a lot of people out and about. Works out great for us because there's a circuit event at Planet Hollywood, and there's a tournament that starts right after our show will be over.
Oh, there you go.
And it's a 2-day, but I have to make the final table to be at the second day. So if I do that, I don't think you're going to be pissed if I miss the first 30 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Yeah. So,
Aaron, I want to handicap these guys' show on Thursday morning because this is the classic having to do the 9 a.m. start local time with the show. These guys are used to going on at 4. I mean, their body clocks are going to be so – I mean, are
Let
you guys going to bring it? I'm a little concerned.
There were times where we would go out there to Vegas and we would not only do our regular show, but we would also do the morning show on the network.
Yeah. Oh.
And when, like, so that meant 7 o'clock morning show start. We were out, we were up and ready to go at 5 a.m.
That just sounds like don't go to bed to me.
Well, that's usually what
it was. Sometimes it was.
Yeah. I'm glad we don't have to do that anymore. But yeah, we were just talking about that because we get in Wednesday night early enough that we probably could get into a couple poker tournaments. But I don't know if I want to do that since we got that early show on Thursday, and then I'm hopefully going to be playing for a couple days.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see. Hoffman, what are you going to be doing if Fred's going to be at the poker table?
I'll probably be at a poker table, too. My mom is actually coming out to Vegas as well, so we'll do some – I'm sure – my mom and I, we share an affinity for gambling, so we'll I'm sure we'll find some tables. She wants to play a little poker. We usually end up at a blackjack table at some point, so, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
His mom's fun in Vegas.
Yeah, my mom is she's a partier too. She likes that Colorado connection too.
I gotcha, gotcha.
All right, we'll be back with more of Eric on the other side. I got to tell you about Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you go to get the best basketball goal on the planet. I've got one at my house now. My kids are loving it. They're off the video games. They're outside hooping it up. If my older one's been on it for a while, my 7-year-old can come out. He can turn the handle himself, get it down to a height that he can play on, and then the 12-year-old will just crank it right back up. So they can all have fun. They are just spending countless hours out there on this goal. It's the thickest steel of any goal on the market. It's high quality. You can tell. Just by looking at it, you can tell. But they stand by it. The tempered glass backboard is so strong, if it breaks or cracks for any reason, Hoops will replace it for free, and it's got a 30-year maintenance-free rust armor finish, so it's perfect for the weather down here. It's built to last. Get your new Hoops goal today. Get it for Christmas, guys. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Eric Warner with us. Join a little beer and a little gambling talk.
Well, good news, Eric.
Bring it.
We're going to be back next year.
I heard you and DG a deal last week.
Yep. It was just the two of us. No, there was some other people in the room. But basically, we hashed it all out and we said, you know what? Things are going great. We like you guys. You like us. Let's keep this thing rolling.
There needs to be more of that in the world.
It really does. It's like excuse me. They said, what do you want to do different this year? And we said, well, Eric and I have been talking. We're going to brew in December and hopefully have a beer ready in February or so. And we want to have a release party at the brewery. So we'll, like when the beer's ready, we'll have a show out there. We'll get people to come out. You want to try the beer? Come on out to do the show or come out and see the show. And he was like, sounds like a great idea. Let's keep everything else as we're going. And I said, all right, sounds good.
Love it.
Love it.
I mean, this is the highlight of my bye week.
Yeah, They said they like to have you on. They said Eric likes being on. You know, we like to have him on. We like that he gets to tell tales of our beer and sometimes embarrass himself.
Every episode.
Yeah, but that's okay. We don't judge.
You can't laugh at yourself, man. You know,
what's the point?
That's right. I mean, you're just full of yourself then, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But of course, we love having you guys around. We're glad to be rolling with you guys. So, yeah, it should be another great year with us.
Well, we're excited. And if I could interject a brief programming note as well. So anybody who's thinking about going to the restaurant the next couple of days, we are actually closed because we are doing a big old like facelift. New decorations, new furniture, all that. You know, it's been basically 5 years now without that. So, you know, we just said, hey, when's a good time to do this? Well, we don't want to do it during the holidays, so let's do it right before. And so anyway, if you want to, I think we're going to be open again on Thursday or Friday, but the next couple of days. Beer garden will be open.
Just the indoor area won't be.
Yeah, and we'll have our food truck rolling, so if you want to get a bite, that'll be possible.
And we saw you guys threw up some new tanks coming in. I mean, you guys are still adding.
It's crazy, man. I mean, we're having a kind of like you guys an incredible year. Just like you're gaining share in the radio market, we've been gaining share in the local craft market, and you know, Crawford Bach, obviously, who's a huge driver there. So we're having to add more tanks to keep up with all that.
Yeah,
it's pretty exciting.
That is very cool. So the train keeps rolling. Did you ever see this coming when you signed on? Did you ever think you'd get to this level?
Way. In fact, it's funny because, you know, they put the tanks in last week while I was gone, and I was kind of walking down the street on Tacoma, which is on the north side of the brewery, and looking at all that. And I was thinking back, you know, that used to be like an old gas station and an empty field, and you could see the original building from the street. And, you know, now, of course, you can't. And I had one of those moments just reflecting back, and I was like, wow, just mind-boggling the growth.
It's unbelievable, man.
It is. It's cool. It's exciting. It's been, you know, it's kind of like your guys' job, you know, no 2 days are the same, right? Every day is a little bit different, and it's really exciting, really fun. You know, added a lot of great people to the team over the years, which makes it interesting too. That's it's all about the people, right? So
it's all about us, but then also the people.
Yeah, they it's a well-oiled machine, right?
Yeah. Well, it's always. We're happy for you guys' success. We're obviously happy that we've been. We've done our little part of it, and you guys have been a little part of our success. It's always fun to tell stories like that. So happy for you guys, of course.
And also appreciate you guys being on Sports Map, which has been great for that too. So
now we have to get through the difficult part of the discussion. Let's talk about the Denver Broncos.
I thought I was going to get out of here without having to talk about that.
Seriously, you really thought that?
I mean, you know. It's
I'm not gonna lie, man. I was like, hey honey, check this out. Broncos are up big at halftime. And then we were both like watching that final drive together, and then with the smallest hands in the NFL guy at the helm, it was just but you know what? I will say this. I think this goes both ways. Some of the receivers made amazing plays in the first half, and Allen dropped some passes in the bucket that no one else was going to get. He's looked good, but you know what? We've seen this now out of the other Allen.
Jacksonville, Carolina.
If you don't got it, it falls off. And so I think with Brandon Allen, we're going to see the same thing.
Well, and I got news for you. The pass defense that the Broncos are going to see next week, They're not giving away anything cheap.
Yep.
It is hard to throw on that team.
Yeah.
Buffalo is a you can run on them. It ain't easy to throw on that team.
Yeah, especially in that building in a noon game where it's probably going to be ridiculously cold.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking of hitting that one. I think it's at 4.5 now, and if it's at 4, then that's a button push right there. Yeah. But yeah, that's not a good spot for the Broncos, and that's a pretty deflating loss as well. And I think there might have been this glimmer of, especially because the AFC is kind of weaker, I think, when it comes to wild card status. So there might have been this glimmer of, all right, if we can get hot and get on a roll. But I think the dream crusher has occurred.
Now they might finish fourth in the division.
They will.
Yeah, so it's crazy how you can have hope and then, no, we suck again.
Yeah.
We played, my son's team had their end of season tournament this weekend. And our best starting pitcher is a Broncos fan. And he was pounding his chest 20 to nothing.
Oh.
And he kept asking me for score updates. And he was pitching really well.
Lied to him, didn't you?
I lied to him.
Good for you.
I lied to him. And then I told him after the game, I was like, dude, I'm sorry I lied to you. But
this is more important right now.
This is more important.
Because this is something you can control.
The Broncos blew it.
Yeah.
Get used to it, bro.
Yeah. Well, good lesson to learn. Hopefully. Did he cry?
No, but he was pretty salty about it.
Okay.
He was pretty salty about it.
Still, that's good coaching.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did the right thing, man. And no doubt about it. It's like, what would you do, like, if it was a... obviously, if, like, you know... a spouse is being rushed to the ER from a car wreck. Yeah, you got to let somebody know, coworker, somebody you're coaching. But what if like a mom died or a grandma died or something
during a kid baseball game?
Yeah, you let that ride, right?
No, I think I'd tell the kid and just
if
it's
grandma.
Home. Yeah.
What if he's got a no hitter going?
I mean, they're 12, so.
But grandma's already gone.
Yeah, and we lost in the championship game anyway. Oh, it didn't
okay.
Matter. Yeah, we burned him in the semifinal, and we lost in the championship.
Oh, you worked him a little too hard, huh?
Well, I mean, listen, you can't ride these arms all day, Eric. They're 12. Yeah, what are you looking for, 13-year-old Tommy John surgeries? Come on.
Yeah, I think if the spouse died, I'd still finish the show.
That's what she'd want you to do, yeah. Fred, in her honor.
Yeah, if somebody called and said, hey, I got bad news.
You're calling BS, aren't you, Hoffman?
I'd be like, well, damn, somebody's got to take care of the dog.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
But you guys had a good – this was a tournament?
Yeah, yeah.
So runners up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. They played a team that's like a level ahead of them, and they competed with them for a while, but we were out of arms, and it happens.
How's your kid doing?
He's doing really well. He led his team in a batting average and RBI. His goal at the beginning of the season was make zero errors this season. He made zero errors for the whole season, so he had a good year.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, very good year. And he tried to pitch a little. That's what the fall is like, a developmental thing.
Yep.
They're trying to teach him to pitch. He's a big kid. He throws pretty hard. His ball moves real funny. So they got him in some, he had a couple nice clean innings. He was feeling pretty awesome about himself. Then they brought him in with like runners on second and third and a not clean inning. Didn't go as well. He felt that pressure. He felt that Osuna pressure.
It's so mental, man. It's all mental. But it's good. It's good that he's playing with that. And
I tell him, dude, just keep hitting and they'll never ask you to pitch. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you hit, you don't have to know how to pitch. It's great. It's a great plan.
All right, guys. I have to tell you about Whitmire's. And, man, we were out there last week. It was so much fun at the distillery. We bottled our own rye. We bottled our own bourbon. And... there's still a few available out there if you want to go and buy them. You can go buy your own Blitz version of the single barrel, your own Blitz version of the rye. And we picked it, and it was fantastic. And you can do that. If you're having a party, is there a better thing to do than to take your company out to a distillery, have a party, have a great meal, and choose from several different barrels, have your own whiskey bottled up? And you can do bourbon, you can do rye, you can do either one. Now, if you want to buy their new bourbon rye blend, that's available in all the stores all over the city. You can go get that now. That's their new signature whiskey. It is fantastic. And you can buy that at the distillery. You can buy all their great products at the distillery. You get them at liquor stores. You can also take a tour. And when you take that tour, go and get the Blitz Rye or the Blitz Bourbon. They're 16711 Hollister in Houston. Whitmire's.com. Check them out. I guarantee it, you will love them.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday. I think the eggnog's my favorite so far.
I haven't even tried it yet.
Which, a little bit of a... I mean, I'm not a big eggnog guy, so...
Ooh, I like that eggnog.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
So hey...
I don't get a lot of barrel on that, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I don't get a lot of booze on it. I shouldn't say no barrel, but I don't get as much booze on that one, which is kind of good sometimes. Sometimes you don't want to feel like you just dumped a shot of whiskey into your beer. It's not always the best.
I don't mind.
It's not always the worst, but it's not always the best.
It just depends on the whole... It's the whole total package thing.
Yeah.
So Saturday, I didn't really do much this weekend except stay home and watch football. But Saturday, I went and tried this restaurant near us that I'd heard great things about.
McDonald's?
No, not McDonald's. Okay. Not Burger King.
Okay, they've sold a lot of burgers from what I hear.
Billions and billions, apparently. You know, if
it was in the billions when I was a kid. So I don't know where it could be now.
If you're into that sort of thing, which I'm not. But no, it was, I went to Mandola's Deli.
Okay.
Which is... it's on Leland and Cullen, and we actually went before the UH game, so there were like a bunch of old school UH guys in there before the football game, which was kind of cool. And I was like, man, I'm not a deli person. I'm not going to like this.
You don't like delis?
Not really. This wasn't a deli. It was an Italian food restaurant, and it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Mandola's is like, the people that started Carrabba's. They do good food.
Yeah, I can't say enough good stuff about that place, and I've lived there now for 2.5 years, and it's the first time I've been, and it's a 5-minute drive. They also had Crawford Buck there, by the way.
Hey, can you put it on channel 209?
You don't want to watch pregame?
These idiots, Kentucky. I mean, I don't know what I was thinking that I gave points with Kentucky today. Look at they're up 22-20 against Utah Valley.
It's 25-23 now.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. I mean, what are you doing? They just need to... Kentucky needs to dismantle their basketball program. It's over. If you lose to Evansville and Utah Valley back-to-back, fire the coach.
Well, they're beating them. It's just by a basket.
Well, they're not beating them by 25. It should be 25-0 right now.
So that's the real
If it was
issue.
25-0, I'd feel better.
All you need is a nice
25-0 run.
23-0 run would get you to the number at least. It would. So there's that.
Oh.
Oh, well. It's early yet, which I have to remind you every time.
I know. Still seems like they should be up 20 at least by now.
Yeah, they're just making you sweat a little bit. That's all.
They're making me sweat plenty. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of sweating with these guys.
So there's a concert we're going to go to the night before Thanksgiving. And this guy, Corblund, he's a Canadian country guy who kind of does a lot of jokes and stuff in his songs. Very funny. The show is in Stafford at a place called Republic Country Club. Have you ever heard of this place?
I feel like I have heard of that.
Their website is hilarious. If you ever get a chance, just go through and look at the FAQs. Like, can you still come here if you're not a redneck? And things like that. It's very funny. I'm actually kind of interested now to see what the place is like.
You said Republic Country Club? Republic Country Club?
I think that's what I said.
That's Michael Berry's spot.
Is it?
It was the Redneck Country Club. They changed the name.
Why'd they change it?
Because it now has a barbecue restaurant called Republic Barbecue. He started his own barbecue restaurant that's attached to it.
Can he barbecue? Does he know what he's doing?
I think it's just his name on it. They actually have a pitmaster and everything. Okay. But apparently it's pretty good.
Hmm. Cool. Well, I'll be checking it out that night. So... But yeah, the website's hilarious. I didn't realize that was his, but that's cool. I got no beef with Michael Berry.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I don't either.
I got no beef with anybody anymore.
I do.
Who are you beefing with now?
John Granato.
Really?
No. I made that up. No. I don't have any. I mean, I say I don't have beef with anybody. You know how I am about radio, though. I don't like anybody who's not on our team. Like, I just want them all to fail so badly. And like sometimes I say things that I don't even remember really getting into, but there's people at other stations who hate me because I talk about wanting them to fail. But it's not personal. I just want them to fail because they're not on our team. So
yeah, it's just you're like Texas fan who wants OU to lose.
But like, so years ago when we were doing 12-2, I said that I want Matt Thomas to be homeless. Like, I wanted to beat him so bad that he got fired and he was just homeless. He was desolate. And apparently he remembered that for a long time, and like, he still doesn't like me very much, which I don't care because I don't know Matt Thomas. I really don't care if he likes me or not. I mean, I don't think Matt Thomas is that good at radio. So it's not, if he doesn't like me, it's no skin off my back. Like, if someone I like think, oh man, that guy does a real good show, and he's like, oh, I hate that AJ guy, he sucks on the air, that would bum me out a little bit. But I said that about Matt Thomas how many years ago? When were we on?
Eight or 9 years ago.
I mean,
it's
yeah,
been a while.
We were competing with him. And yeah, I wanted him to lose. I wanted him to lose so bad that he got fired. Is that a crime? I wanted him to get paid out his...
it's not a crime, but...
No, I wanted him to get his severance pay and live off that for some time, you know, and maybe find another job in a different market. I would have been cool with that. But I just don't want him to work here. That's all.
See, I don't really have anybody that I dislike that's out there. It's just
not true.
Besides you?
Oh, well, they got rid of that guy. The guy you don't like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, there's... To me, anybody who's making they're making a living at it, good for them. I want to kick your ass. It's just like that. It's like if we're on the basketball floor, I want to beat your ass.
Yeah.
And I will do everything I can while I'm out there, including cheat and elbow you in the nose. But then after, I'll buy you a beer.
Do you know how many of these radio guys I actually know? Hardly any of them. I mean, like, I know the guys that have worked here. Like, yeah. I know Pendergast. I know too. Seth, like, on a very fringe level. Like, we've hung out once, twice. Like, we've talked maybe five times ever. We interact on Twitter, but it's not like we're coming over each other's houses and hanging out, barbecuing together. Like, besides those guys, I don't know if I know any. I mean, I know Josh Ennis. I've talked to him some. That might be it.
Yeah, you met Lopez when we were in Vegas.
I've met him. I've never had a conversation with him.
Played poker with him.
Yeah. I didn't meet Mike Meltzer until he got fired, and then I met him. There's a, like, almost anybody. I know Salisbury. That's about it. I don't know Matt Thomas. I don't know Arkansas Milk. I don't know that dude. I don't know if I know him, if I saw him, like, walk up to me. So I guess I should probably Google his picture before
he... Yeah, because he's going to walk up to you at some point. Making fun of me.
Hey, as long as he talks to me before he swings on me, I'll know who it is. That voice is unmistakable. But, yeah, it's never personal. I just want... If you're not on our team, I just hope you lose. That's all.
Well, like I said, I...
Lamont says, you still think Palillo trash like you did 2 years ago. Oh, wait. I never was a fan of Charlie's show. I wasn't. I understand now, as a programmer, now I understand that Charlie's show provides value and is very different than any other show on our station, certainly, and has a whole different audience. I would never do a show like Charlie's show. I just wouldn't. It's not for me. It's for Charlie, though. It's cool.
And he's got people who love. And I'll tell you what, Charlie's columns on SportsMap have been exploding lately. So
I will say this,
he's
though.
He's definitely got people reading him.
Since I met Charlie, like, since I actually, once I was introduced to him and I've talked to him a few times, he's a likable dude. You know, on air, if you don't know Charlie, if you aren't a fan, Charlie comes across as, like, kind of a weirdo. But after talking to him for a while, I like Charlie just fine. I don't have any problems with him. Again, our philosophies on what's good radio are totally different. And that's cool. But... I don't have any beef with Charlie either.
Yeah, well,
now Joel Blank beef.
Stop.
No, stop. I'm just kidding. Before anybody go run tell Joel.
Yeah, somebody will tweet. Hey, you hear what AJ said? What the hell was that?
That's the tattletale voice.
Oh, okay.
Guess what AJ said? AJ said that about you.
Idiots.
I hate Twitter tattletales.
I know.
They're the worst. Well, no, they're not the worst. The 5% of the texters are the worst.
They're the worst, too. Everybody's the worst. All right. You know who's not the worst? Trigall Energy. You know why? You can't be the worst when you're the best. Boom. Drop that knowledge on you. Shopping for electricity rates. Hey, Fred, can you turn the AC on? Because the AC bills are low around here. Guess why? Triangle Energy. Born and raised in, that's not true. Born and raised in Texas company, they provide simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. There's no gotchas. There's no gimmicks, no surprises on your bill. In fact, you'll get a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. Lock it in 12, 24, or 36 months. Avoid those rate hikes. They keep it simple there. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. And they've got a discount for our listeners, too. Use the code ESPN when you sign up, and you'll save even more money off their already great rates. 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TRIEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Only one last segment to go. And it's a Dumbass Report segment.
It is. You know how you know when you have a problem with hoarding?
Not really, because I don't have that problem. But
you know you have a problem with hoarding when you're trapped for over 14 hours when the garbage in your home falls on top of you. This was in Sydney, Australia. Fire and rescue crews forced to break through a side window to gain access to the Canley Vale house, almost getting crushed themselves by the masses of rubbish from floor to ceiling. The grandmother's husband, who sleeps in his car outside. That's how much he hates living in the mess.
Oh,
the husband lives outside in his car. Said, couldn't get a hold of my wife on her cell phone. I think the trash pile collapsed on her. She'd been stuck for hours before the help came at 10 this morning. This presented a serious challenge to the occupant's health, and the rescue was quite difficult at the time. You think? The situation was so extreme. Firefighters used the same earthquake training used while searching for survivors in New Zealand. Because I guess they have earthquakes in New Zealand pretty regularly. Dude, throw some trash away. It's not that great, all right?
You know what? That is such a turnoff. I was walking by this car, and this really, really attractive woman got out. And when I walked by, I saw in her car, she had like cups and crap all over it, and it was just full of junk. And, like, you just went from a 9 to a 2.
To a 2?
Yes, to an absolute 2.
I feel like if push came to shove, you might still...
I might push and shove, but I wouldn't be happy about it. And there would be nothing... I mean, it would be a total one-off.
Let's talk about gun safety for a minute. Ionia County, Michigan. A hunter was seriously wounded over the weekend when he was accidentally shot by his brother. The victim, a 28-year-old Lowell man, was airlifted from the scene. His brother, a 29-year-old Saranac man, told police he accidentally shot his brother with a muzzle loader rifle, thinking he was shooting at a deer that had been wounded.
Oh, I saw the story.
This sounds like attempted murder to me.
Sounds like Dick Cheney to me.
I don't even believe in muzzle loaded. What are you doing with that
dumbass
gun? What are you really doing? Like, just get a regular gun, like normal people, where you chamber around a muzzle loader. Who are you, Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett? Or you have a coonskin hat on when you're doing this? Like, what's happening here? I don't believe in. Oh, I mistaked this person for a deer. That's like the worst possible. Everybody knows you don't go hunting with people because if they want to kill you, that's their best chance.
Oh, yeah.
So if I ever do go hunting, it's going to be by myself, away from any person who might have any kind of beef against me. So I'm definitely not taking my wife.
Oh, God,
you've got to be really careful, because it's an easy, easy way to be like, you've accidentally been shot. Let me call the cops really fast. And then you do the fake phone. 911, hello? oh, I lost connection. Let me call back while you're sitting there dying. That's what would have happened. So that's why I won't go hunting with anybody. I'm not looking for that. Let's go to... Yeah, we'll do this one. You know how I've had... Because I am on the field with 12-year-olds for baseball, and I've had times where umpires don't do a great job, and I've had frustrations before. Our head coach is, like, super level-headed and usually, like, calms me down. Even though yesterday I got in a little bit of trouble because I sent a kid and got him torched at second base. So I was in the... It was a bad day for me yesterday, too.
Ah.
But what I didn't do was follow an umpire into the dugout and threaten to kick his ass and then punch him in the face. That's happened in Florida.
Of course.
Of course.
Wise, guys.
Alberto Ramos faces a charge of felony battery on a sports official. That's like its own charge, felony battery on a sports official. Began screaming at the umpire. They don't say what the call was. And this was his nephew. It wasn't even his son. Like, you're going that wild over your nephew? Oh. The umpire's nose was bleeding profusely, cut his lip, and broke one of his teeth. Not wise, guys. So it made me feel better about my behavior on the baseball
Because you
field.
Didn't punch anybody.
Because I'm a gentleman. I mean, let's just face it. I'm a kind person. And, okay, that's the dumbass report.
All right. Well, fun first show of the week. Two more, and we're in Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm excited about. So, all right.
Let's go out there and go hunting, Fred.
No. You know what? You can go on your own. You can go your own way. Because I'm not doing...
I had another story. Maybe I'll just tell you now. Yeah. A 14-year-old girl arrested for DUI.
That's good.
I would have thought it was your daughter, but I know your daughter's older than 14.
Yeah, she's 18.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't shock me.
But it could easily be your daughter. 100-mile-an-hour chase ensued.
Oh, God.
14-year-old girl.
I don't think her car goes 100 miles an hour. Nah, she's got a VW bug, so...
all right. Does she have the flower in the cup?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's actually like a newer one, so it doesn't look like the really cool ones.
All right.
Plus, it's white, which... Eh.
You hate white.
I do. I hate all things white.
White ain't right.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Eric. Great job, AJ. Great job, Eric, for joining us, surprisingly, and bringing us beer.
Yeah, that's a nice surprise.
Yeah, it's always a good day when Eric walks in with a box or a bag. You know it's going to be a good day. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.